It's your first piece for Donaueschingen as well?
Yes, it's the first piece of Donaueschingen. I have worked with a lot of German orchestra like Bamberg, WDR or Saarbrücken Radio, but it's the first time I go to Donaueschingen, to this festival of contemporary music.
Is it a special place to come to? Do you expect a special audience, for example?
I don't know. I know some festivals that are quite similar than Donaueschingen, like for example Witten, where I had some pieces years ago. I really don't expect any audience or a special audience. I just expect that the concert is okay and we share good moments with the musicians. And for the moment, in this rehearsal, we share very good moments because the choir is fantastic, the orchestra is fantastic, and everything is going very easily, even if the piece is very long and very difficult. I don't make music for the public, for the audience, or for the festival. I make music for me and to share this moment with the orchestra and with the musician in general.
But you choose a German author for this German festival, Friedrich Schiller. How did you find this old-fashioned German author?
Old-fashioned poetry and even old-fashioned orchestra, because it's the same orchestra than the Beethoven 9th Symphony. You see, for a French composer, there is no harp, this instrument is very interesting for the orchestration, no brass clarinet, no English horn. It's a typical Beethovenian orchestra, because maybe in this piece I wanted something pure and something more evident, without makeup, only pure music. And that's why I thought that Schiller was a good author too. Of course, it's a kind of tribute to Beethoven's 9th Symphony. 2 years ago, I wrote an introduction for the 4th Symphony of Beethoven for Ricardo Chailly and Gewandhaus. And I wanted to write other tributes to other Beethoven symphony. That's one.
During the 19th century, composers, mostly all of them, they struggled with Beethoven's symphony and with the question of how to write for orchestra afterwards and things. So what is your position now at the beginning of the 21st century? Is there any problem with Beethoven anymore?
Not a problem. I'm not family of musicians. My father and my mother are not musicians. And I play music and I write music because I listened to the Beethoven 5th Symphony when I was very, very young. That's why I wanted to play music and to write music. So it's not a problem. It's the origin of everything for me.
Where did you listen to it in the concert?
On TV, it was Herbert von Karajan with Berliner Philharmonica in a French program. In this period, there were some concerts on TV. Now there is absolutely nothing cultural in France. But in this period, we could listen to this kind of orchestras in French program, French broadcast.
So you would say that for you, Beethoven is sort of the beginning of, or the sort of center of orchestral music?
Yes, it's more difficult to define the real situation because, of course, I'm French. My mother tongue is French, and because of this, my ear is French. In the same moment, my music, my culture is Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven, Schumann, Schoenberg, Webern, and Berg. Much more than Debussy, much more than Ravel, much more than Berlioz. So it's a very strange situation because even if my music sounds French and I have my French accent in my music, the important thing for me is my culture is not French but German. That's a very interesting paradox.
That might be part of the explanation for the German texts as well in this piece. Reading them, I felt that they are dealing, well, the special texts you choose from all the Schiller poetry, they're dealing with transcendency, the impossible for human beings to be really lucky, things like that. Is this a base thing or thought for your music as well? Or is it just you found the poetry so beautiful?
The second solution. But after that, you have to know that sometimes I like to have a sort of fusion with the text I use. For example, with Pilinski poems, I wrote a choir piece, and it was for me a very important text. But sometimes I like to write against the text. Of course, the poetry of Schiller, it's not my actuality, it's not my way to be. But sometimes it's interesting to have a text with a kind of distance because it asks you what you can do with this text and what kind of relation you can create with the music. So I like to write with texts I love, and I like to write music with texts I hate. Not, I don't hate Schiller, absolutely not. But it's problematical because it's not my way to be and my kind of poetry.
You said in your text for the program book, you said that the texts are also of structural importance in a way. Mm-hmm. Can you explain that?
The most important thing is to have text with its own music. For example, not too long, with good contrast, with not too long sentences. And for example, if Proust sentence, it's impossible to put in music because it's very long with a strange structure. With Schiller, you have some poems very long, you know, where he gives all the kind of philosophical lessons. It's impossible to do something. But on some texts I choose, some poems I choose, you have kind of a rhythm, own rhythm. And this is very interesting for the music because you can go with the rhythm of Schiller or against, but you have a bass that is something that is still existing.
And the, let's say, reaction of the music to the text is, that's what I think, listening to it, it's quite strong. So you wrote very strong gestures. Is it something you always do, or is it something like a reaction to the text? Or is it even maybe a reaction to Beethoven?
No, it's too simple to tell it's a reaction against, or is... I don't think that the piece is so coherent. There are some passages, in fact, it's a reaction against the text, and some passages you cannot understand the text because it's very stretched. So it depends on the moment of the piece. A piece is 35 minutes long. It's a very long piece. So the relation you create with the text is already a dramaturgy. You know, if you have a passage where you are listening to the text and understanding it, some section where you don't understand anything, but the text is more or less a color, some passage without the choir, some passage without the orchestra, and these different situations are creating the dramaturgy.
I was thinking about how strong the orchestra sometimes plays, and then you have soloists with a very, very contrasted gesture. So I thought you wanted maybe to have all the range of, you know, whatever you can do with these musicians.
That's absolutely the situation. And that's this way to treat the orchestra is for me the dramaturgy. The solo against the tutti. I like to write concerti. And when I don't write a concerti, I write a concerti. You know, I take one instrument or a choir, and it's important for me to have this, the hierarchy between the elements can live in an inversion. For example, it's not the choir solist and the orchestra accompaniment, but sometimes the orchestra is solist and the choir is accompaniment. There is one instrument with the choir, and all these combinations are creating the dramaturgy of the piece.